everybody. This is, what is it? It's June 21st, 2018. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 115. What's happening, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
It's Concrete Eve, we're going to call it. But before we get to that, I have a question for you all.
Yay.
As you might know, it is the beginning of the Steam Summer Sale. The one time a year where we throw money into Steam that we'll never get anything out of, but it feels like such good value.
Yes. Wait, what's going on?
Steam Summer Sale.
Didn't you get the email?
Well, that's why I'm surprised. I usually get an email that says like 800 of your games on your wish list on sale.
I got that email.
Exactly.
I didn't get that. Maybe I just didn't check my email today.
Could be.
Well, yeah, that's weird.
It's still broken. Instead of text, it's email.
My text thing is working now. So suck it.
I apologize.
Yeah, my email isn't.
Oh yeah, I got that email.
I'm having a cough this evening, so I'll try not to be annoyed. But so my question for you guys, and if it's not relevant to you, we'll think of a different question. But on your Steam list, you might have to pull it up. What is a game that's on your Steam list that, because it's on sale, and because it's the percentage that's on sale, and because it interests you, what is one game on there that you're like, I might, if I was to purchase something, throw money to Steam, this is the one I would probably do because it's such a good thing. It's like 99% off and I might get an hour's work out of it or something. You know what I mean? So look it over. Think a few of them, you know, think of the reasons why. And then I didn't give you a heads up on this. So in the meantime, I'll sing our national anthem.
Oh, Canada,
our home and faithful land. Wait, that's not it.
Something I've got a tan.
That's not it. It has to do with horses. Ooh. And Mounties. Horses, Mounties, horses, Mounties, horses far and wide. 95% of our population lives in 10% of our land.
Yep, that's true.
It's so cold up here. Way the fuck up north.
We're really just a lot of snow and other things. All right, good national anthem. So, let's see. Yep. Anybody got one? Anybody want to go first so I can kind of look it over and see what it is as well?
Yes.
What do you got? Give me something, baby.
Go.
I think I might go back and play Knights of the Old Republic again.
Ooh.
From like a long time ago, just because it's like $3 or $4.
That's pretty good.
Star Wars.
So they have one and two on here. Is there that are both $4?
Yeah.
Is one and like better than what naturally you assume two is better than the other one, but not necessarily. I don't know. 3 years later on release date.
I would assume the graphics are better, but I wouldn't assume it's necessarily a better game.
Right. Like, I don't know, they're both really good. Because, you know, did people play them at all?
Nope.
Okay, no. Do you care about a twist that's like 15 years old?
Nope.
I have them installed, I haven't played them.
Okay, yes. Basically, you play as a guy and he's like just, like in the first one, you play as a guy and you're like, okay, he's learning powers and stuff like that. And basically, he is a Sith Lord, basically a Darth that is like been like was like tried to kill so another Darth could take his place and left for dead. And like he just like gets back his power and he can turn good or evil and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Like he is a super powerful guy who just was like tried to be murdered and left for dead. So and I thought that it was like super cool that you got to play as a Sith.
That was one? Was that the first
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like pretty much all of you people own it except for Adam and Ryan and me. So only one person here owns it, but like a lot of people on my list own it, like Tim and Steve and all those other people.
Probably because it's super cheap.
Probably.
I got it through a Humble Bumble.
A Humble Bumble?
A Humble Bundle? What? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I got like all the Star Wars.
Remember that?
It's a type of gum, I believe.
It tasted really. It was good for about 30 seconds.
You opened it, all right? You opened up the gum, and there's like a code for Knights of the Old Republic in there. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I think it's what you say when you see a hot chick.
Humble bubble. cool. Okay. Interesting. Anybody else got one?
Ryan.
Borderlands 2 was on my list, and that's supposed to be pretty good. And I've been talking. I thought that was seemed pretty decent. So
pretty fun.
But that's reasonable.
Is it?
I also saw that.
Is it cheap? Go ahead. Or is it like 10% off?
It's like 70% off. So it's pretty cheap. What is it, like $4 or $5? It's
really?
Significantly off.
Okay.
And then Ark Survival Evolved. That was on my list. Now that I look at it, I'm not sure I want it, but it's like this survival open world dinosaur game.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it looks like it's got pretty cool graphics, but it doesn't have very good reviews.
Did I play Borderlands 2 or Borderlands 1?
1.
I'm guessing 2, actually.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Which is the one that Ryan played, and then he like did 90% of the time took place in 10% of the world, and I was like, "What? You're not even fucking at Boston yet, or Fenway, or whatever."
Yeah,
that's Fallout. Okay, I couldn't remember. I played Borderlands for like a minute, I think.
Along with Ryan's Arc de Triomphe game.
Yeah.
Arc de Triomphe. Yeah, you know,
I got one called Arc or Pix Arc, which is kind of like a combination between Ark and Minecraft, where there's dinosaurs and Minecraft-y type things.
How do you spell that?
It's kind of Pix, P-I-X, Ark, A-R-K.
One word?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to take a look as you're talking.
It's kind of like, it's pretty similar to Minecraft-ish.
Yeah.
And $20.
See,
$20 is really not that cheap.
20% off, like, only. I don't know.
I know.
It's not like terrible. It's just like
it all depends what you're like, how much time you're gonna get out of it. You think you're gonna get out of it, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Is that yours, or did you got another one in there?
Raft is not on sale yet.
No, nor is it in wide release yet. I forbid you from playing that game until it's out of early development. And then
the game. Rust is, though. That's another one.
Yeah, Rust is boring.
Did you play that one?
I have it. It's boring.
What's his name? Steven... Not Steve. Some of the guys from Thursday play that pretty, like, they played a lot. Like, I've been playing it for a long time. And I always say, okay.
It's kind of boring. It's PvE, so it's...
Yeah.
If you're not with a bunch of people, it's really... fucking lame.
I can see that.
I'm gonna go with Frostpunk. It's only on sale for 15%.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to go down.
I know, right? Other than that, I don't have any cheaper ones.
Okay.
Elite Dangerous is 55% off.
That's on my list. It's actually one of my top ones. It looks fun. It looks open ended, and it looks like kind of a choose your own adventure kind of game, and I like that. Especially in like a super world, so that's a good one. And it's pretty cheap. $14 right now. You know, that's not it. But
okay, other than that, I got nothing else.
You missed like three of them. One of my ones I've been looking at is a little game called Railway Empire. Because every now and then you just want to build a railway and you just want to fucking have a rail going crazy. And it's new release, so it's only 30% off, and it's still pretty expensive. But it was just released in January. But sometimes you just want a good rail game, you know, build your railroad and make it go and be awesome with it and stuff. So I've been kind of getting that itch recently.
Sometimes Chris wants to be railed.
Sure, I love being railed. It's amazing.
Well, I think I'm going to buy the Paradox Interactive Collection for $222.37.
And let me tell you, that is a bargain, my friend. That is a bargain.
74% off, but I think it will be all the time in the world. Play the games.
It would take you forever to play all those games. It'd be awesome. But you could die happy, so basically.
I don't know about that. Hey, so what is, Dave, tell me, what is Fantasy Grounds D&D stuff?
that the they no, they're not Roll 20, but they're like Roll 20.
Well, it's all D&D books from 5e. It is basically go under sort top sellers, and basically there's a it's called Fantasy Grounds D&D Complete Build. Basically, it's developed by SmiteWorks USA. It's all 5th edition stuff, with all the rule sets, but it's all the books. Rise of Tiamat, Player's Handbook, The Lost Line of Phandelver, The Monster's Manual, Horde of the Dragon Queen. It's all the books, and it's some sort of... It's just like the books. I don't know what they are. I look at them, and it's like the videos show basically like some guy clicking on pages of the books, and it's like just automated
in it's Steam. Like,
yeah.
So
what are you what's it called?
So Fantasy Grounds itself is a RPG game system like tracker. So it keeps all. It's like D&D Beyond, except it's got all RPG systems. It's got 13th Age, Savage World, Pathfinder, Starfinder. So it's a virtual tabletop that has everything there, so you can run virtual games, very similar to Roll 20. But you can pay more money. The more money you pay, the bigger the system that you can have, the more libraries that you have access to, the ability to host games, play games, build your own campaigns. So it in Steam, my guess is it's just another portal that you can buy the items through to help support it.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it's valuable. I don't know.
Because it has, like, the dice rolling software in it and stuff like that. It's, like, animated dice and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, you can literally play without anything in front of you, because it'll host your character sheet, it'll host everything.
It looks like it has all the maps and stuff, like, people can link up their maps.
Yep.
So, alright, cool, I just never heard of it, and then I saw it for all the books for 220-some bucks. I was like, what the fuck? I thought D&D Beyond had, like, the... like that, like license and stuff like that.
Yeah, D&D Beyond has the license, you know, to be kind of the official house, electronic, useful, you know, use of D&D for Wizards of the Coast. Fantasy Grounds, they buy the license to host the material for you to use as their one-stop virtual tabletop to play on. People tend to go more Roll20 because it's cheaper.
Okay.
Usually you can get into a game for free. It's just a hosting service like Skype. You can share your screen that you built a map off of, and just move people that way. Where Fantasy Grounds is more upscale. You have little tokens that are on the screen that you're moving with your mouse. So,
It does look cool. I mean, if we somehow were in different states, it might be interesting.
Right.
Agreed.
Meh.
Well, I was also thinking, like, okay, does it track characters or not? Does it track on maps? Does it track character and like placement and stuff on maps?
It looks like it.
Okay. Yep. What I was thinking about is occasionally, what Super Shed has done, and have a giant screen, there'll be really no place for a map, but it'd be kind of interesting to have the giant screen that pulls down, which you could also then put, like, a map on, you know what I mean? And then, so you can see all the shit on the screen, and you don't need a physical battle map, because you don't want to have to put a map on a mat, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, there's something fun about sitting on the floor.
Oh, you'd be sitting on the floor, but you wouldn't be putting anything on the mat. You know,
you wouldn't have nothing any, goes you wouldn't on have the mat miniatures,
except just... for feet. You wouldn't have miniatures, basically. Yes,
and mostly naked men.
Naked men, mostly naked, or sometimes mostly naked, sometimes always naked, all naked, sometimes all naked.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you know how there's that whole like thing. You're like, ooh, you got to eat sushi off a naked girl. What if we had a naked girl come in?
Wait, what? Right? That's a thing.
It's a fucking thing. It's a thing.
It is just a thing. Yeah.
Is it a thing in Japan?
Boom, Ryan knows.
I know what you're talking about.
Of course, Ryan knows.
Right, Ryan knows a lot of things.
He's been to Boston.
Like every time we play in there, right, we just have to have a naked woman lay down with, and she has a grid drawn out on her. and then we just move our pieces over, and it's like, oh, cool. Like, here's like, oh, there you go. Got to go to the top of Nipple Mountain again.
You're always one step ahead of me, Dave. You're always wow. one step ahead of me.
Right. It's like, oh, got to go into the deep, deep caverns.
Seriously.
Well, okay.
Really, Adam? You're the...
Interesting.
That puts Adam Adams like, ooh, no thank you.
That was a spell too far, Dave.
No, it wasn't. What about you, Dave? You got anything on there that's looking interesting?
Well, I mean, it's 7 years old, but Portal 2 is 90% off at $1.99. That's on my list.
Man. Not mine, actually, too.
Well, apparently it's like one of the one of the highest rating games ever, so I understand why. Yeah. And it's $1.99.
I mean, I only have four games on my list.
Do them all.
It was Portal 2. So the second one I have on here is Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor.
Sure. Yeah,
50% off at $9.99.
Yeah.
Then I have Total War: Warhammer. That's 75% off at $14.99.
That's the first one, right?
Yep. And then I have the second one on there. That's 25% off, but 25% off, it's still $45.
Right.
So
it just got released.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's kind of sucks about those? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you a Total War sucks story, okay? Let's do it real quick.
Do it. Because then I'll remove them.
They have a Total War. It's a pretty fun game. The second one, anyways. Never played the first one, the Warhammer one. But they have an expansion. They're like, ooh, this is Middle Kingdom expansion or something like that. It's free. And it gives you access to all these other kingdoms. So you can play a whole bunch of all these middle kingdoms that are humans and a bunch of other stuff. I'm like, cool. And they're like, oh, but you need to own both the first one and the second one. I'm like, wait, what? I don't own the first one. Why do I got to own the first one? This is stupid.
Why Medieval 2 Total War Kingdoms is $2.99?
I don't even know what that one is, actually.
It's overwhelming and positive, and it looks like a game Chris would play is what it is.
I probably own it. Oh, wait, look. Medieval 2 Total War Kingdoms. Yeah, this looks really familiar, actually. Oh, this is super old, too. It's like 11 years old. I definitely played through this.
Is it a different Total Wars?
Yeah, they're all Total Wars a franchise, like Madden.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is this not from the franchise? Or
it's
is this
not
really
what I was
old?
Talking about.
Oh, and this is an expansion pack.
Oh, okay. That explains why it's cheap.
Kingdoms is an expansion pack to medieval Total War Medieval 2. Gotcha.
Gotcha. No, that's $4.99.
Okay, cool. Good. If anybody gets any of these, or we'll talk about it then, and we'll see if there's anything fun going on. People maybe can give us a review if they happen to get it. My guess is like a month will go by and nobody will get anything. We'll be able to tell all about our League of Legends playing. So,
probably. Right,
let's make the podcast go.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Well, none of those were like overwhelming endorsements, more like decent games, right? Like, that's what I heard.
Correct.
What do you mean?
Like, nobody was like, finally, this game that I definitely am going to buy is on sale. It was more like, this is the best game of the games that are on sale.
That's true. But for me, that took about 3 years ago, that took a different turn where I'd be like, wow, I really want to play this game. Okay, I'll wait for it to go on sale, then I'll play this game. But now I'm like, oh, I really want to play this game, and I want to play it so much that I'll pay an extra $20 for it. So because my time is worth $20 to, I'm not going to wait for it to go on sale. I'll just fucking play it because I really want to play the game. So most of those that I really want to play, I just play. You know, I bite the bullet and I pay the extra 30% or whatever. So I don't have a lot of those on there anymore.
I went ahead and I bought Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, and that's what I've been able to play when I. Been able to play.
Oh, that's a game? Is that based on the book, Pillars of Eternity?
I don't. I know they had a first game. That's what I know.
Pillars of the Eternity, like the British, like, religious novel?
No. You're thinking of something else. It's there's a fantasy world called Pillars of Eternity, I believe.
Then yes.
Yeah, it's probably based on that.
Probably. Yeah. This one's got that you're like a pirate and you're chasing down a god.
Makes sense. So, okay.
Been fun.
Well, I guess I'll figure out you guys' next mission through Pillars of Eternity. How do you feel about being pirates and chasing down gods?
Can we do that once?
Sure.
You were pirates then. Now you got your own boat and everything.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny.
Okay, well, besides Steam, what's going on in the world? The world of happiness.
What did I see? That was pretty good. AMC.
Oh, I saw this.
Introduces its own fuck you movie pass deal.
What?
AMC has gotten their movie subscription service that charges fans $19.99 a month and lets them see 3 movies a week. That's roughly twice as expensive as MoviePass, with far fewer films per month. Wait. However,
Okay.
However, AMC's service allows fans to see the same movie more than once and also lets them watch more than one film per day. Oh.
But only 3 times per month?
3 times per week.
A week.
Right.
Okay. So this is for like extreme movie files, I guess, because I could never get that much use out of it.
Right. But also, it's called the Stubbs A-List. The users include the ability to see IMAX, 3D, and Dolby Cinema screenings at any of the AMC theaters across the country. The service also includes benefits of the AMC. For other people, they waive online ticket fees, offering free upgrades to popcorn and fountain drinks, and let subscriptions earn money for whatever they spend, too. So it's basically, it's a combination of their normal cards, like, thing where you get stuff for buying movie tickets and stuff like that, like Imagine has. For buying tickets, you get free things. It's a combination of that. It's, like, added to that. Basically, it's a thing that is in addition, so all your stuff is linked.
Yeah.
Which is a thing you're starting to want.
I'm guessing this is just for AMC theaters.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So that lends the question, will MoviePass eventually no longer be accepted by AMC theaters?
Yep. And it's like, fuck you, bitch.
Well, they did a while ago, got out of it, and then they struck a new deal, didn't they?
Yes, that's true. They were talking about not doing it, and then they decided to, yes, we will do it. Or it was like a one day, like, it was within a week. Everything went down within a week. So something happened there. But now what? Now are they, as soon as they can get out of the arrangement, they get out of that arrangement? Or they just win people over to their own or something?
Right. You know, we have a better deal. You know, that kind of thing.
I don't know, man. $20 a month, I have a hard time justifying that for movies. $10 a month, I can justify. I might go to one movie a month. 20 is a little bit more.
Especially if it's at an AMC. Cause...
Well, let's say that's your only theater you ever really go to. Yeah. Then sure. Yep. It's different for us. We have we have a bunch of options around the area. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that like live really close to an AMC. And they're got lots of time. And go to lots of movies. See, that's the problem with these programs, I think, for the business perspective. So I think people buy them when people know that they'll make or save money on it. So they'll say, like, I already go to that AMC across the street a lot. If I buy this, I can do it cheaper than I would if I didn't buy this. So I'll buy it. So, you know. So I don't think people will risk much to buy this. They don't, you know, they'll just buy it when it's clearly a good deal for them. So then they'll get the Uber watchers who are the buyers of this, and pretty much nobody else.
Sure.
Right.
If I were a senior citizen, I would totally jump in on this. Because
you have nothing to do. What are you going to do?
You got nothing to do. Yeah. And
speaking of which, I was at the movies, and I went by the movie theater for no apparent reason last week. Actually, this week during the week, it was like 11:30. It was fucking busy as shit. There was a line going out the door. Why? What the fuck? Does nobody work during the afternoon anymore? I know it's summer, so those kids are out. But these were like older people and regular people. They weren't kids.
They bust them in.
There was no buses.
Senior housing. Senior housing development. They bust them in on their little special bus. Taking them all to see the movie.
It feels like everything's
super busy. I don't know. I always feel annoyed when I see that, though. I'm not really annoyed. I'm more like, what the fuck allows you to do this, people?
Yeah, that was my
point.
It's
not annoying. It's more of like a confusion of like, how are people... How are you doing this?
Was it a bunch of kids and stuff, or no, is it
that's, no,
moms?
It was, I would say, between the ages of 30 and 60-year-olds, almost exclusively. Huh. Now, there was a few families here with kids, but majority was like 30 to 60. It was weird.
Because, like, the AMC does, in the Grove, it does a, like, once a week during the summer, it has, like a cartoon where it's, like, either super cheap or free for kids to come in.
That's cool. Yeah, this was not that. This, I asked the guy up front, who was a dick, by the way. I tell you, I love Willow Creek. I will tout the virtues of them forever. They've given a lot. Every time I go in, I'm like, oh, look, it's basically a free popcorn, basically a free movie, and basically mm-hmm. a free drink. Although I don't drink the drink, but Amy does. And they're usually really polite, but this guy was a douchebag. Now, probably because he'd been dealing with these old ladies all day. And a long line, and people get to be annoyed. I understand that. So, but, man, I tell you. I don't know. I won't be doing this. We'll see if you guys do it.
Maybe it was a birthday party. Say,
MoviePass has responded to AMC.
Ooh, what'd they say? Go fuck yourself.
In response, well, pretty much, in response to AMC's, MoviePass on Twitter announced, we want to make movies more accessible, they want more profit. So what they're going to do, starting in July, they're going to start charging subscribers surge pricing for specific popular movies for certain films on opening weekend or certain times. There could be an additional charge of $2.
This is MoviePass.
Who's gonna do that?
This is MoviePass.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up, actually.
That's exactly. So they want profits.
This charge will affect those who have a monthly subscription, opposed to those that have an annual membership.
Oh, wait. So if you have an annual membership, then it doesn't apply to you?
You're not going to see it. Okay. But if you pay the monthly, you're going to see a surge charge.
Sure.
They also are planning for two new feature editions by the end of August. One is Bring a Friend option.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them an opportunity to purchase a ticket around retail price through the app. So the users can choose seats next to one another for assigned theater seating. And then they're also going to open it up to see a movie in IMAX or real 3D at a premium price. Mm-hmm.
That's
their response. They said the average additional price will be somewhere between $2 and $6.
Weird response. That's like, we're going to charge you more. AMC is stupid. And like it seems to have nothing
more
to do
accessible,
with.
They want more profit.
Well,
yeah,
I understand then, what they say from a Trump argument. that way, less people will go to surge times, and you'll be freer and more open to go to less surge times. It's dumb. It's stupid. They're basically, okay. I hate that. That's the worst thing ever.
Huh, okay. Wow. So I just looked at this too. Basically, MoviePass is owned by a parent company called Helios Matheson. What do you think their stock is trading at right now?
$7.
What else do they do? I don't fucking know.
I haven't looked at anything else. I just happened to look at their stock. Wait, Ryan, any guess?
Which stock? The stock for MoviePass, you said?
The MoviePass, well, it's owned by a parent company.
The parent company.
So,
I'm guessing this stock. I'm surprised they're public. So I'm guessing it's like probably like less than a dollar or something like that.
Really?
34 cents.
Huh.
Really?
34 cents a share.
What's like the, how long they've been along? Like, what's the 1 year extension? Like, are they down? Are they up? Where, you know what I mean? And you can usually, if you find like a 5 year or something on them.
5 year. 5 year they are down. They maxed out at $20.40 in October of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's when they like released this. No, I'm just kidding.
And they've been shitting the bed.
I wonder. Well, this might have to do with their. Well, I don't know what their parent company does, but I know MoviePass has wanted to take losses. Right, that was their whole business model. We're going to take losses until we sell advertisement and we get up and going, and then we'll make money. So I can understand why people would be skeptical about that.
That was someone was telling me that their business model was like the gym model, where you get people to sign up, and then eventually people are signed up but don't go.
especially for a year. Think of it for a year. Yeah, and most gyms will actually make it very hard for you to go monthly or pay monthly if you've been doing annually or vice versa. They're like, we see you pay annually. Do you want to keep paying annually? And you're right. Most people don't go. They go for like 3 months, and then they're locked in for that entire year, which kind of sucks. So. Well, this makes me want to buy some. I might buy some Helios and, what'd you say, Matheson?
Yeah, basically it was founded in 2011. I don't...
Well, if it's at 34 cents, and if MoviePass happens to take off, and I happen to have 100 shares of at 34 cents, I can spare 34 bucks right now, and if it jumps to 10,000%, yay!
Hey!
It's a good idea.
Interesting.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just... I thought it's weird.
I mean, MoviePass is... MoviePass is a cool idea, like, but it might not be a great business. Then it might die because of that.
It just seems like a really good idea for theaters. It seems like a great idea for theaters, doesn't it?
Well, that's why AMC is doing it.
Right. I mean, you're right. I'm not sure, but because it gets you, your butts in the door. And once you're in the door, if you're like, well, I didn't even pay for this ticket. It was free. I got through MoviePass. Then you're more likely to be like, I can buy some Bunch of Crunches for $8.
Bunch of Crunches?
Right. And that's what, in the AMC one, basically you get 10% off all food and drink purchases.
Oh, that's huge. People are going to be like, they're going to think that's amazing. They're like, well, I can spend $46 on the 98,000-ounce pop because it's 10% off.
Right. You get 10% off food and drink, and you can upgrade to size upgrades to popcorns. So you spend the whatever the $5, you get 50 cents off that for a drink, and then all of a sudden it's $4.50, and it's the largest thing. That adds up really quickly, especially if you, like, you know, are the person that gets, like, fucking Bosco sticks and shit like that.
Bosco sticks?
Bosco sticks are fucking good.
That shit adds up quick.
Speaking of movies, is anybody seeing the movie tomorrow? Anybody want to see the movie tomorrow?
I thought you were going out of town, bro.
Yeah, well, that's been put on hold till Saturday, so I'm able to go see Dinosaurs if anybody wants to go see Dinosaurs. Mm. I'm just saying, after a long day of pouring concrete for like an hour, people might want to go see Dinosaurs, and
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm happy potential to go see Dinosaurs.
Ryan wants to go. Potential. He loves dinosaurs more than anything.
It sounds good. I may not be able to go though.
What the fuck?
Amber's gone, and so I'm watching. Amber's actually leaving with June to go to some camp thing.
Hey,
so
I'm gonna be watching. You know what rating this movie is?
Is it
PG?
Not. Not what Leo watches.
Can I make a suggestion? Make a small suggestion?
What's it?
By like 9 o'clock when the movie starts, concrete should be dry. you throw down a fucking sleeping bag, a tent, he's fine.
So, Ryan, you remember all the crazy shit you watched as a kid, right?
Yeah.
In the 80s, well, it was way more violent and messed up than it is now. Everything's been pretty diluted. I think Leo would be okay seeing a movie about dinosaurs.
I think the time.
And if he has nightmares, just stick him on the floor in your room.
I think the time would be the bigger thing. He'd be like up and late and crabby and tired and stuff.
It's true.
Or else he'd be wired on pop and be like, "Yeah, dinosaurs!"
I mean, or you just give him, you just put him in like the back and give him like a video game and he'll be fine.
I mean, there's a chance I could find a babysitter, but it might be tricky. So.
Pretty low. Okay, well, let us know. Everybody, let us know if you can make it. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. The movie might be free for concrete laborers. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you might get a free movie for concrete labor. That's a good deal.
So, but speaking of
does
movies...
Does it come with Costco sticks?
Right. Speaking of movies, the trailer for... Ryan's number one movie of last year, Creed 2, came out. And if you haven't watched it, he fights the son of a great enemy of his father.
So
Ivan Drago?
He fights the son of Ivan Drago.
Of course he does.
That shit looks good.
The
I don't give a
son of the man.
Not Apollo Creed.
Right. Well, it's the son. It's the son of the man who killed his father in the ring. That shit looks so good. It's just like I will watch any movie that Michael Jordan makes and any movie that Michael B. Jordan makes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So if there's a movie that's, they can get a movie Space, starring Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan.
If they did Space Jam, except for with boxing, that'd be crazy.
No, it's like Space Jam, except with animated Michael B. Jordans, and then like one's he's dressed up like Bugs Bunny, and the other one he dressed up like Elmer Fudd. And he plays all. He plays all the parts. So good. I think that'd be pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Well,
I don't know about Creed. Sorry, interrupt, but I don't remember this movie very well. I remember we were all here, we watched it.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it that well. I don't remember it being amazing. I remember being okay, but maybe Ryan can convince me that was amazing.
Ryan? I don't remember thinking it was as amazing as Dave says I think it was, but I remember it was good. I remember, I think maybe because we kind of just picked it and then like had no expectations and it was good. Like, not like my mind was blown. I don't know where this is coming from, but really? it was a fine.
Okay,
movie.
What are defining characteristics of movies that Ryan loves?
Underdog, definitely not.
Underdog movies, right?
Underdog
sports movies,
yeah. Underdog triumphs, right? Triumph of the underdog.
Triumphs, right? But it's not necessarily a triumph of actual victory. It's a triumph of the will, right? You know, because like, and that's what it was. It was like, remember, because it was like the British guy, and he was like going to go to jail, and so he wanted to have one more bunch of money boxing match to make, to see if he could do it. And you know, and the boxer, he beat him. The British guy beat him, but then he was still like, you know, this guy's the real deal, you know. He did. He went toe to toe with me on just a few months of training, so he could be the greatest.
It was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah, look at Ryan. Ryan's thinking back now, and he's sitting up straighter. He's feeling more broad in the chest. You know, he's feeling like amped up. I can tell.
Yeah. So.
What was I gonna say? Oh, who? Dave? Is it Dave? Do you watch The Expanse? Have you talked about that?
Yeah, I haven't watched the season yet.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So I remember I watched the first season like 30 years ago. Okay, it was probably like 2 years ago, but it feels like 30 years ago.
Gotcha.
And this past week I basically binge watched season 2. It's fucking good. And I remember this season's really good. Like episode 10 or 11 was worth the admission itself. But now I can't fucking find season 3 anywhere without paying for it. Why is this? Why can't I get season 3? I have access to everything, but yet I do not have access to season 3. Explain that to me.
Is it so it's not showing up on the Sci-Fi?
No. You can watch like episode 6 through 12 or something.
Oh, so they're doing that crap. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it'll show up on Prime at some point. I think, did they even finish season 3 yet? Or are they still in the middle of season
3? Oh, no, it's done. It's been done for a little bit, yeah.
So it'll take a while for it to show up on Prime. Probably right before they kick off season 4 because Sci-Fi canceled The Expanse, and then now Prime has saved it.
It's annoying. So. It's annoying. Yep. Oh, I apologize. There's actually, looks like next week is the last season finale. Okay.
Okay.
But it's a good show. Ryan, if you need something to watch,
go. Which one is that?
Yeah. The Expanse.
The Expanse. It's interesting. It's kind of cool. It takes place like 200 years from the future where there's Earth and Mars and the asteroid belt, and they're all basically three different political systems kind of vying for their own control. It's pretty good.
I would say it's Earth and Mars are the political
how dare
systems.
You. Felt the Beltelaga, you fucking you son of a bitch! I knew.
And
it.
the Belters are trying to gain their own independence.
See, everyone keeps the Belters down, even you son of a bitch.
I'm that fifth king, you know.
We lost Adam. I wonder where he went.
Yeah, I know, but on the backs of whatever Star Trek Discovery, I guess doing well enough, they are going to try for 4 new series.
Really?
Of Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. And so this is a question I think everyone would kind of enjoy, basically. But basically, what it is the first one is going to be Starfleet Academy, which shows a bunch of younger people going through the day-to-day rigors of Starfleet Academy.
Sure,
okay.
I'll watch it because for the IP.
Sure. Right? Basically, a limited series, so not a really long-run series, maybe. But it's basically going to, based around the character of Khan Noonien Singh, so follow his adventures a little bit.
Really?
Yep.
Khan?
Yep, Khan.
Mm-hmm.
basically something that is a limited series that's plot details are kept under wraps, and an animated series plot detail comes under wraps. If you wanted to see something within Star Trek that's not, you know, that's they were going to make something, what would you want to see?
Jean-Luc Picard in his early days.
Well, that is what the limited series is. Patrick Stewart says that he is attached to do something, but they don't. They haven't said what it is.
Mm. Voiceover.
Yeah, probably. Like, in my day, I did this, this, and this.
Yep.
Right.
Man, I don't know. Okay, so I like Star Trek, right? We've all went through this. You guys are all like, I pick Star Wars. They're cool. And I'm like, you're all fucking crazy. Star Trek has like 37,000 seasons to draw off of. But why, for the love of God, do they always go backwards now? They're so afraid to go forwards. Show me what happened after the Dominion War. Show me where the fucking Quadrant is. Show me new technology. I don't need to go backwards. And maybe they're a little concerned about time travel because they use some time travel elements like 100 years from now, we have time travel. But don't go that far. It's just, it annoys me they don't go forwards.
And that is what people really want to see about the Picard stuff, is they say, basically, they want old Jean-Luc Picard from, like, All Good Things. Yeah. Flash forward 25 years in the future.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, all that stuff like that. And he's, like, just old and, you know, and like, that's your jumping on point and stuff like that. And you can tell him stuff like that. And he wants to see, and people want to see, like, what's the world like now? Where are the Klingons, the Romulans, Cardassians?
Right.
Are people, like, are some of those guys, like, joined Starfleet now? Are Cardassians involved in Starfleet? Is, like, the Romulans involved with Starfleet? Well, you know, see, what was...
That's what would be cool, because at the end of Deep Space Nine, I mean, that's what you have. You have Cardassia in ruins, you have the Delta Quadrant trying to do shit even though there's no wormhole there, and you have the Romulans basically... the big alliance, right? So it'd be interesting to see. I know, Ryan's like, what the fuck, man? Why don't you go to a convention, you goddamn hippie?
Oh, yeah, I completely agree, Chris, quit going backwards. I want to see more future tech. I want to see awesome looking ships.
Yeah, I there's no reason not to. And
no,
I know Picard. What was it? Was an aromatic disease or something he had at the end there? So his reality wasn't really. He was just suffering through that. So there's kind of a little plot there, I guess. But I don't know. I'd be happy if you were like, this is 100 years after the Dominion War ends. These are new characters. Let's bring up the shit that happened in the past occasionally, because, like, hey, this is the Picard maneuver. That's fine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just want to see what's going on instead of...
This is the Riker maneuver, where we turn tail and run.
Fuck,
I mean...
Fuck Riker maneuver. Riker maneuver is sitting backwards in every chair. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Or looking in the direction you were walking.
I just want them to do stuff, like I want them to play poker again. And I want them to talk about how Wilds make it a woman's game and shit like that.
Klingons are awesome. Yeah, there's just so much to do. There's so much you could do. And everyone's always like, let's take a portion of history and do that over. Whatever. Suck it.
Yeah, like I like a giant, like, bad thing uniting all enemies versus it. I like that idea. It's always good. So.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. Going to bed.
Well, speaking of TV shows in the future, they took Adam's idea.
Yay!
They are going to continue the Roseanne without Roseanne. They're going to call it the Conners.
That Amy told me about
10 episodes.
She told me about it this evening. That picture is just fucking awesome.
The picture. What is the picture?
Look, it's the fourth one down there. Just click on it. She's
I don't know if he
basically
was on
just
yet.
Whited out. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, really? So it's, like, super blatant?
It's right here.
I'll have to Google it here.
No, I'll give it to you. It's right there.
Yeah. But, yeah.
that's just a picture of the advertisement, or the article or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's funny.
So she's going to have a heart attack and totally die, and they're going to continue on without her.
I'm sure it'd be like a drug overdose since she was dealing with addiction.
She was dealing with painkiller addictions. There you go.
It's easy write-off right there.
That's what they did to fucking Colonel Henry Blake on MASH.
You know, and part of me, like, is sad because, I don't know, it's kind of fucked up that if you screw up once, everybody wants your career to end, right? No, fuck, you're done. Yeah. You're dead to us. I don't give a shit what... You fucked up. You said something bad. I want your career to end. And then, like, you're like, okay, I guess my career ended. There's, like, no place for people to be... to show remorse and then come back. And,
well, did she... up. Did she really show remorse over this, or...
I have no idea. She's a comedian. She does... that. They say shit weird and wrong all the time, but that doesn't mean we throw them all under the bus, so... And I'm not a Roseanne fan. I know I like the character. I mean, I like her as a comedian. I don't know. Whatever. She said worse things in the past is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
but we didn't, well, like, maybe all of a sudden.
And maybe it's history-based, right?
I guess.
Who knows?
Maybe she whipped her dick out in front of somebody and started masturbating.
Maybe. Like, remember, like, a long time ago when she, like, sang the national anthem and she, like, grabbed her crotch and spit and everything?
Spit.
Oh. I think if she did that, like, 3 months ago, they might also have the same effect. Be like, people be like, no, get off the stage. We want your life. You don't get to have a show anymore because we're outraged. Ah!
Well, we are living in a world of extremists right now.
Ah!
They have the loudest voices.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But it's weird. It's weird because people are... they basically, if you slip up, you're done. But it is weird because she seems like she's just slipped up a lot. Right. But then again, like, maybe as, like, she's doing a job. And, like, it's a weird. I mean, you boycott. Like, there's probably things that would be more useful to boycott than to, like, boycott this one person because they said shit. Because what it teaches you is to be careful not to ever say anything.
Yeah, which, you know, is what I mean? What, like, you want, not a society you want to live in, quite frankly.
Right.
Hey, has she said... wait, remember what she said? She said something like, somebody looks like a lady from Planet of the Apes or something like that. But is that worse than some of the things that our president has said on Twitter?
No.
But people are outraged.
Is it worse than when he made fun of the guy who had, like, cerebral palsy or something, and, like...
he didn't,
like,
make fun
did,
of
like,
him.
A...
no, he didn't make fun of him.
He totally did.
No, everyone, he said he did. That. He said, no, I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. I was just making this thing. That's what I do.
Yeah,
of course, he covered, but, like...
I know what you mean. Yes.
That
yes.
is bad.
But it's weird that she says something like that, and then he does this thing constantly over and over and over again, and just makes excuses, and people are like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he called her Rosie O'Donnell shit. That's probably just as bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is funny. It is weird how people are... or maybe that's the thing, is maybe the Republicans wouldn't have kicked Roseanne out, you know what I mean?
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, she's doing a show, which is kind of like a Hollywood thing. You cannot be right-wing in Hollywood. You have to be super liberal. So if you do anything bad in that pool, you get thrown out. But if you, like, take a dump in the Republican pool, people keep swimming in it.
Right,
that just proves. So good.
That's just proves. Don't shit where you eat.
Exactly. That's where I was getting at. Thank you, Al.
Boom! I like that. Good Did shit. You just come up with that?
I heard it somewhere.
That's really good, man.
It's kind of like your catchphrase, man. You, like, walk in the door. Hey, don't shit where you eat. They're like, Kramer. I mean, A-Dubs. All right, cool. So when is that? Is that going to be on this year or next year or?
2019, I think.
They got to do it fast. They should just do it.
I think it'll be the fall or a winter, like, jump in.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got to just do it fast.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, they had to come to an agreement with Roseanne.
Right.
She there had did, to be a settlement.
And I was just reading the tweets that she put out. She said something about she would make restoration or something like that to continue with the show or something. Which is kind of what we're talking about. Like, can people come back from shit? I'm making restoration for the pain I've caused. Restitution, sorry.
Right.
Restoration.
Yeah,
it's a restoration. I'm getting back like, my strength from my reduction in strength.
Right, exactly. You're...
Remove curse.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. People get immediately destroyed, and it's maybe not helpful, but it's weird. I kind of think that it's good, at least, that the show's coming back, and the I wonder if people will watch it, though. Will it still be good?
It's a good question.
That's the real question. Yeah. Will it be like, yay, these actors still have a job, and then no one watches it, and then it gets canceled, and then it basically, they probably were getting paid anyways because they probably had a contract, you know what I mean? Or maybe not.
Well, no, that's what they said, was that they still, because a lot of the actresses, they signed agreements for next year before this all happened, so they were on the hook to pay them. So I'd rather at least, you know, get a show out there and make some money with advertising to help pay the and offset those costs of the agreements that they were already in place.
So basically, the actors might have been like, fuck, I was getting paid, I had an opportunity to like basically do what I want, get another gig because I got a lot of exposure, but now I got to work. Shit.
Yep.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I doubt it, though. I think people are happy to have to make money, especially some of those people that hadn't really acted in a long time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Cool.
It would be fun. It would be fun if the whole show was like everyone just being like going through the town and saying like, "Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm sorry to hear about Roseanne and everything. Yeah, you know, but I'm sorry about all the trouble she's caused you for the last 25 years. You know, just being a terrible person and stuff." It's like, oh yeah, you know, okay. And all the plot lines are people like coming back and saying like, yes, finally, she's, you know, I just couldn't be your friend anymore because she's not a good person.
Yeah, and it's tough though because everything she says like makes sense in a way, and everybody kind of thinks of it. Like the one that stood out for me was in this last series when she's at a grocery store and she's at a self checkout line or something. She says something like, I don't remember, but it was like, yeah, I'll be happy to do the work here, even not get paid for it, because that's kind of what you're doing at a self-checkout line. You're doing the job of somebody you used to do that now the company's making you do for free. That just kind of makes sense, right? But so she always said things that kind of made sense that were funny in a way.
Yeah, but I mean, the self-checkout, I think the reason I'm like, I'm willing to do this for the time I save, I hear you, brother. The people are god-awfully slow.
I know.
And like, I don't know, do you ever, when you're going through self-checkout or whatever, and you have like, have a bunch of things. So you're going like, I have a bunch of things, right? And there's someone that walks up behind you, right? And they have like one thing. Do you let them go through?
No, I tell them to fuck off.
Really? I say like, of course, go for it. Right. Like I stopped at, where was it the other day? The other day I stopped and I needed to get like some weed killer and then like a water. And I was like, I had two things. And I was just like, oh, come on, guy. Just let me through. Because there's no self-checkout open. Like, just let me through. Nope. And it took like, and then it was a guy who was chatty as shit, putting each thing.
Did you say, hey, fuckhead? See, like sometimes I feel like I could have that break. Like when I look forward to me being old and slightly senile because I will let people know some shit. You know what I mean? It'd be like, hey, fuckhead.
Like, too late.
And it's all like, boop. Oh, this looks good, man. You're gonna have this. Yeah, I'm gonna have. I'm sitting there. Is this your dinner? And I'm just like, oh God. And I'm just, like, feeling the rage going, like, man, I wish Thanos would just snap his goddamn fingers. One way or another, I'm going to be all right. If I'm gone, I'm no longer in this hell, and if I stay here, there's a chance the guy in front of me is gone.
Was it D2 level rage?
Yeah, I thought about murdering everyone, and then going home and just, like, just beating my wife.
Did you see Josh Brolin on The Late Show doing Trump
as
Thanos? But my favorite line from that was Colbert was like, hey, how come he didn't just snap his fingers and then like double all the resources in the universe? Because it makes more sense in the comic when he's in love with death, right? Because that makes that's a real reason. But they couldn't do that here because people are like, what?
Also, yes, and I will go along the logic as, like, when you are a hammer, you see everything as a nail.
Yes,
he said, this is the only way to solve this problem, and got so stuck on that he couldn't solve the problem. Speaking of another thing is, like, for Hulu, Josh Brolin is going to make a show, it's called The Untitled Josh Brolin Project, about a, like, basically a fictitious version of himself that's a really, like, uppity, like, star from Hollywood that, like, retires and goes off to be like a self healer and stuff like that. So it's gonna be making fun of himself.
Did he actually go off to become a self healer or
no? It's basically just like making fun of himself, as even though he's like just a nice guy. And I'm like, come on, he was in Goonies. You can't be all bad if you're in Goonies.
I guess. Speaking of TV shows, Amy and I have been watching Dexter's new show on Netflix. Safe, I think it's called.
Dexter has a new show? Like, yeah. Dexter's Laboratory?
No, Dexter the Serial Killer. Michael C. Hall or Cena Hall, yeah. Or something.
John Cena. John Cena!
Can't see him.
And he's not a serial killer in this one?
No, it's actually interesting. I mean, it's kind of built like his child disappears or something, but it's based on...
Is he a cop?
No, he's not. Actually, he's a doctor. But it's very much like a mystery. Like, what's going on in this town, this gated community? How did all these pieces fit together? So it's interesting. It's been a good time watching it.
It's like Dexter meets 6 Feet Under.
Okay.
So I wonder if I... Like, shows like that, like, I find interesting where it's like, oh, shit, there's this town. There's a mystery going on. As long as they say, all right, we got one season. We're good. Because like shows like that that have a second season and there's a mystery are really hard to do again.
Yeah, this is the first season of this. I hope it's only one season. Unless like they throw us a wrench here because it's just a normal mystery happening in a normal world. Like a couple teenagers die. We don't know what's going on. But if we find out one of them's a vampire, that's my going theory. Even though it has nothing to do with vampires or supernatural or anything. Otherwise, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now. But I don't have all the information yet, so...
That would actually be kind of cool, like, you know, a series where it's like, oh, it's like 13 episodes, you're watching it, and like episode 11, it ends with the stinger of like, there's supernatural, and you're like, whoa, holy shit.
Right?
Like, the last 10 and a half episodes have all, like, been from the point of view of a regular guy who's just seeing supernatural stuff and gets thrown into a new world, and then all of a sudden, then the next season is him dealing with all this and noticing all the things that are supernatural.
Yeah, and then
that would actually be really cool.
And then 18 seasons later, Dean and Sam Winchester are still at it, doing supernatural things.
Right.
Except they have walkers.
Yeah. They released some pictures of Adam's favorite go-to DC character.
Damn right.
Aquaman.
What do you think of these pictures here, Adam?
There's a picture of them riding fucking great white sharks. which sounds pretty great.
If you're Aquaman, wouldn't you ride a great white shark?
I don't know. A giant seahorse might be my go-to means.
That's true. Let's see. The fact that Nicole Kidman's in it as his mom? I don't know yet.
So there's
For like, what, 10 minutes, and that's it?
Right.
There's an image there I posted. Oh, wait, what is this other one? Is this a picture, too, from you found from it? No?
Yeah, no. It's in the link. It's in the link, yeah.
Oh, okay. What's his name? Fucking Ralph Garvin was going off on this week. He's like, why does everybody look like they belong in Undersea Kingdom, except for fucking Aquaman looks like he's a goddamn extra from Sons of Anarchy that went through a car wash? Like, that does not look like an undersea prince or king. It looks like a goddamn Sons of Anarchy extra.
Well, that's what's going to happen. It's like he's going to seem like shit to begin with, and then he's going to get all noble at the end.
Yeah, he does have to have a sort of a redemption story arc or something.
Like an arc, yeah. Like
redemption.
Like where someone down and trodden like rises to meet their fate.
He already has an arc. It's the arc that he takes as he flies through the air in every other movie. Because when did Aquaman learn how to fly?
He rode on people when he flew.
But also, he plays an undersea game of like a chicken. Basketball, soccer hybrid, but it's underwater. And
it's called,
don't think that he's going to be all that good, but somehow he rises
Quidditch.
To the occasion.
It's called Quidditch.
What if you were super wealthy and you made these kinds of movies and you just wanted to punk everyone in the world and you made like an Aquaman and then it like turned out to be all about his like sports team or something, like it just like super, like how he's like, thing is, I always wanted to play table tennis and like, so it's like, well, maybe you should try, like Nicole Kidman says in super fucking cinematic shit, and then the rest of the movie is about him like training, like just something ridiculous. Like, that destroys a whole fucking... Like, wouldn't that be a great way to go out? Like, as somebody who owns rights to something like that? I think that'd be pretty hilarious. And be like... And then at the end credits, would be like, haha, dudes, got you, fucker. You know, I don't know.
You're all wet, fucker. Yeah, that would be cool. That would be fucking amazing. I'd love it.
It would be... People would talk about it for years. It would have... Yeah, it's almost worth it for that. The you go down in history.
Was it last week that we talk about Wonder Woman and Steve Trevor and shit or no?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. 1984.
Yeah. So apparently her like long lost love from World War One might be alive, or his kid or something. But the best explanation I heard so far is that it may be Martian Manhunter, which would be kind of cool.
Ooh, that would be cool.
He can change forms, right? So
what?
Yeah, it's just a theory, obviously, but I like it. I like it as a theory. He should be.
I really would like it if they brought Martian Manhunter in, because he's probably one of my other favorite characters in the DC universe. Yeah. So.
The nice thing about that character, too, is you could do it not giving away his true form for a long time. If people are like, if you think people can't accept a flying purple alien or whatever, you could just make him green. You could just make him look like other fucking people, right?
The whole illegal alien thing right now, I don't know.
Shut up. He could bust out of those camps.
That's true.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
So, speaking of more movies, so they've decided to reboot Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again.
Again?
What, again?
So, we had...
Do you need to reboot it again? I haven't even seen the last ones.
So, I guess, like, the first one, that reboot, did really, really good. But the second one only made like $80 million domestically. So Paramount has decided, yeah, we'll do a third movie, but it's going to be a reboot rather than a sequel for some reason.
So what, we get the origin story again? And
I don't know.
Same characters, and they're, ooh, look, it's Shredder again.
Right? And I don't know, are they going to change the turtles' look again, or... Huh. I don't know.
How much do you think is driven by the fact that they can just sell new toys for all these reboots? Like, because I bet you toys make a lot of money compared to like the movies and stuff.
Right?
It's weird that.
I bet it is.
Well, it's weird that they've got, you know, they've two very popular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoons on right now, and we're on during these movies. Yet the movies didn't do as well. So, you know, maybe they're going to try to tone them down a little bit so they match more of what's going on in the cartoon, but we'll see.
Huh. Okay.
Alright. Yeah.
What else do I have? Oh, so a report came out yesterday, I want to get you guys' thoughts on this, that Lucasfilm decided to put all the standalone Star Wars movies on hold. This was a Collider report. And then,
it wasn't Lucas, it was Disney.
Well, Lucasfilm is the subsidiary.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're in charge of those. So that was the kind of the original story came from Collider that included like the Obi-Wan and Boba Fett movies. However, now, according to ABC News, Lucasfilm is saying that report's inaccurate, that there's still a number of Star Wars movies that have yet to be announced.
Hmm.
They didn't necessarily say, yeah, that's true, we're not going to do the standalone movies. Because the original report said they were going to concentrate on Episode 9 and then the new trilogy that Rian Johnson is doing. So,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of goes back to that whole conversation we had about Solo just kind of not doing so well in the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I still think it's due to the the younger generation, like the millennials, not growing up with Solo. I think that really has to do with it. But
do you think it could have been all the Last Jedi haters too?
Maybe.
So the reason I bring this up, because there's quite the Twitter thing that I was following today,
mm-hmm.
Where this, I don't know if it's a production company, was just a group of people. They're like, hey, you know, we're trying to raise money. We're going to redo The Last Jedi. We're going to rewrite it. We're going to get actors. We're going to just remake the whole movie.
Was it that bad?
Because according to them, it was horrible. It was the worst thing ever. It set the Star Wars franchise back many years. The best part was Rian Johnson trolling them. Yes, please, please. please remake this movie. It was so bad. Oh, please. And then Mark Hamill's like, yeah, it was the worst thing in the world. You definitely should remake it.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, a lot of people, there was at first a lot of responses. Oh, this is awesome. Where can I send money? Where can I send ideas for the script? And then everybody else came out and they're like, this is the worst idea in the world. This was not a bad movie. It opened up the universe. So it was quite the turnaround.
It made in regards to that. $1 billion. It can't be that bad if it made a
billion. Yeah, exactly.
People would have stopped going at like a 2 million or so, 2,200 million.
I'm gonna say the prequels are worse than the.
Unless someone bought the prequels.
Nope, they're still bad.
Someone said, "Yeah, remake the Phantom Menace. What are you doing?"
Now, if you grew up on those movies, I bet you fucking love those movies. I bet you Jar Jar Binks fanboys and girls all up in the business and shit. Definitely, 100%, 1,000. If you were born in the year 1993, you love those movies. In fact, I want to hear from you. If you were born in 1993 and you love those movies, I want to hear from you. Send us some emails so I can prove Ryan wrong.
And if you still have your World of Warcraft account installed on your computer, Blizzard is hosting a free weekend of play. This weekend.
Nor do I want to take an hour to download it or whatever it takes.
Like the 75 patches.
Do they make the graphics better each year? You know, like I'm guessing, or is this like old, look shitty looking now? Because this is a fucking old game.
They're about to release their 7th expansion.
Yeah.
Next month. Or, I'm sorry, in just over a month on August 14th, month and a half. So for the weekend, they said they have upgraded everybody's accounts to include, like, the last. To include expansions 4 and 5. Up through expansion 5.
Are those the pandas? As long as I can play a panda, I might be back.
Pandas are in there.
I'm just kidding. Pandas I don't want to fucking play a panda. what's next? Can I be an anteater? As long as I can be an anteater, I'll play.
You can play your WoW all you want, any of your characters, regardless of level, because I think they did like free to play through like level 20 or something for a while until Sunday. After Sunday, you got to be back on subscription.
Gotcha. Yeah,
it was a fun game, though. It was great.
I fucking enjoyed my time in the world of Azeroth. I enjoyed playing with friends until they came back the next day and I was 47 levels higher than them. We could no longer adventure together.
Oh, we could. It's just you got bored.
It was still fun. I want to make another character that's lower level.
I'll get caught up to you.
It's funny as you didn't like tell us about it. I remember, I feel like this happened. Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. But I remember like you had your guy who's like really awesome. And then...
Paladin.
Then you had a guy that you played like with us once in a while that was like lower level. And then you had like two other guys that you didn't talk about because you didn't want us to know how much fucking further you were. And those guys were like level 80, all of them too. Like it was pretty ridiculous.
I just thought it was fun to try the different classes, you know? There's different classes. Yeah. You want to play them a little bit, see how they go and fucking stuff.
I liked my Destiny. That was kind of fun. It was awesome. Ryan, your biggest problem was every time I saw you play, you spent most of your time crafting. Looking around for those little flowers.
You can make fun. Potions.
I did like doing that.
You just gotta spend. You gotta get more life balance from the crafting and adventuring.
Seriously.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars, it was pretty sweet to see Mark Hamill's tweets and Natalie Portman.
Hey, Mom.
He just put it on. Yeah, he put it on like Twitter or something. He's like, I've never met this lady who plays his mom in the movies. So now apparently they're going to get together and meet, which is pretty sweet.
That's right. Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty hilarious.
If I were Mark Hamill, I'd want to meet her.
Fuck, after you watch Natalie Rapp 1, you know you right? want to get on that
oh,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got a hell, wild side.
Yeah.
Very nice wild side.
Oh, you guys are lying there, man.
So,
no, I didn't.
What the fuck?
Ryan, didn't there. I want to address Ryan's issue earlier. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that came out in 2014 made $191 million.
How much did it cost?
I don't know, like $125. But that's regardless because we're talking about toys. They mentioned that in 2000, the next year. After this release, they sold $475 million in retail sales.
That's pretty good.
So the toys definitely have an impact on your bottom line if you can make toys.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a special case, but sure. And Star Wars might also be a special case.
No, special case. What about G.I. Joe? You ever think of G.I. He-Man? He-Man. Fucking He-Man.
Yeah. Those are all special cases, but yes, I have thought of them. All
right. I'm going to look up Jumanji toys and see how much they make.
Yeah, I knew it.
700 billion?
$8. They sold one.
I bet
they're buried in the...
I bet you Jurassic Park made some money on toys, though.
Right.
They're pretty big.
$80.
They're big. Because the only thing you could have on clothes for boys is like trucks and dinosaurs. It's the only thing they allow you to have.
Sharks. Sharks, trucks, and dinosaurs.
Forgot about the sharks.
Robots.
Ooh, robots. Yes.
Not as much, though.
They definitely.
What are you talking about? I can probably dig around in here and find robot clothes.
Those are your clothes. That doesn't count.
No. Griff's clothes.
I know. I was joking. That was a laugh. Ha ha ha.
So, Adam. Uh-huh. Adam. Right there. Boom. I got some clothes.
Mm.
The robots on them. Everybody loves robots.
Oh, excuse me.
It's true. All right, what else we got?
What else?
Ooh, I got one. Okay, everybody remember how a little while ago I fell out of bed and had a nightmare and fell out of bed?
Yeah.
I think it's where I tried to push me out of bed. I think I'm doing this monthly hurt myself thing because I slipped and fell down the stairs. Kickboxing. I mean, I was kickboxing, and I think I broke my toe.
Jesus Christ!
So my little toe is all purple and broken.
Oh man, that sucks. Sorry. I hate being less than 100%.
Right.
Why are you laughing? I do. When I tried moving that fucking giant thing and I cut my finger all up, I'm like, that 95%. I'm like, I hate being at less than 100%. It sucks.
And when we went to that indoor, Ninja Warrior thing and you blistered up all your hands.
I tore off the calluses. That's much different. Yeah. The calluses ripped off.
You were at 70%.
Yeah, about 70%. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to give myself 85. I could still do it for a while. Just wrap them up in tape and shit and you're ready to go.
All right.
I don't have anything recent, but I can tell you, when did Jurassic Park come out? 93?
96.
93, yeah.
I think it's 93.
Yeah,
93. In 1994, toys for Jurassic Park topped $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
$1 billion.
Now I know, but I'm saying I bet you it's still pretty big. Not a billion, but still pretty big.
For certain movies, they probably do build it in as a big part of their business,
right? What we were talking about, which I can't remember.
I can't either. Actually,
Pokemon movies.
Yes.
What about?
I put a link at the bottom there, and you can get yourself an Andy Dufresne figure. So they make figures for everything, Ryan.
Well, yeah, but that's not the reason you make. You wouldn't make Shawshank Redemption 2 because your toy sales are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, what if you're like, I need to get that cool rape playset?
It's Andy Dufresne on a boat.
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, here's the one with Morgan Freeman with the box with the rock in it that has no earthly reason for being here.
What company was that? Remember what company made Shawshank? I don't have any idea what company that is.
Is
that 20th Century Fox? No.
Village Roadshow? It was one of the smaller ones, yeah.
It actually surprises me that the popularity of that movie, that they haven't decided to make some sort of prequel or sequel or something. Because money's money.
That's true. Money is money.
Cash money.
Right in your hand, right now.
Yep. What is this picture? Is this a picture of the Macho Man Randy Savage on my fucking screen?
Eating
food or something?
No,
he's sitting. He's just on a lake
with his world championship belt.
This is an amazing picture. I needed to copy this and send it to Derek immediately.
I know. I thought I liked it very much so because I think that was from 1989. So it's like. So we're coming up on 30 years ago that picture was taken.
Wow.
Of the Macho Man just looking badass. Look at, he's not roided out. He's a little reflecting. Bit. He's bigger. He's bigger than a normal human is, but he's not like gross.
He's bigger than a normal human. See, that's what's kind of cool about Mars is they all have they grow up on low gravity. So like when they go to Earth, they're fucked up. They're all fucked up unless they train in one gravity. You should really watch The Expanse. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I know they stole all that stuff from Dragon Ball Z, where they would train in 100 times gravity. What about, and I had that idea years ago about training.
And guess what? I don't see fucking Griffin in 2G gravity. Goddamn
it! he actually is. It's like, but I put him in bed and put weights on his chest.
I'll make
and
you.
For some reason, he says I have trouble breathing, and I'm like, just tough through the pain.
I'll make you a promise. If you want to install some sort of like small vac tube that's 2x gravity into the super shed and like put your child in there, I will allow.
Right, and I say, and every night, you know how like there's pictures like when people train and they're like fighting someone, they're training. I always put pictures up of Leo and goes like, poof, enemy, enemy right here.
Dad, that's a deer. Enemy deer.
Right, it's all like, you see, when you face your enemy, you must have no mercy.
Anybody watching that show?
No.
the Karate Kid show? No.
Yeah, no, no.
I watched the first episode because it was free.
Yeah.
But
all right. Just curious. All right, I'm done.
Ryan, is Leo training?
I'm teaching him the ways of the Force, shit. But not the dark side.
The ways of the Force?
Yeah, well, you're teaching him how to become a Sith Lord here. I'm going the other path.
He's going to become a gray Jedi then.
Yeah, he follows true neutral, baby.
All right, Ryan, we haven't talked about the World Cup yet.
Yeah, we can talk about some soccer if we want.
All I want to know is what happened to Croatia and why are they kicking ass?
I know, right? Argentina looked like ass.
Argentina did look like ass.
And what happened to Germany? So what happened to Germany? What happened to fucking Argentina? And France is actually doing pretty okay.
France rules. Zidane's back.
I feel part of it is like there's a certain chemistry that teams either have or don't, because they get thrown together and it's like you get this all-star team, and like sometimes the all-star teams don't have a chemistry, and I feel like that's kind of like what's going on with Argentina. This doesn't seem like they're
right.
It's just like not meshing well.
Yeah, Messi did leave the field without exchanging jerseys or handshakes or anything after the game. It was pretty fucked up.
Right. He was probably very upset.
Yeah.
Very upset because they got scored on 3-0.
The first one actually made me think maybe the goalie was on the take. You're in Argentina. Yeah. There's a lot of corruption. Your economy kind of sucks. Maybe the goalie wants to make, you know, a few extra $1,000 or something. Yes, he's British as well. So that's basically what happened for that goal.
I saw that. Although he passed it.
I have to admit, that guy who scored the goal still made a fucking ridiculously good goal shot.
Yes.
It's true.
I actually didn't see any of the goals. I only heard the score.
The first
I watched some of the game. I watched like first half of the game and nothing happened, and except for Argentina didn't look that great.
Yeah.
And then I didn't watch the rest, and then they got smoked.
They did.
So yeah, Croatia's coming out of nowhere. Iceland's coming out of nowhere. What next?
Iceland, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm hoping for the little guy, but we'll see. Might have just been a fluke.
Right. I mean, in some ways, it could be that like there's just a lot of good players, and they're spread out across the world. I don't know. Like, it's sort of cool in a way that. Oh yeah, that was a terrible fucking.
Ooh, Mexico.
It's still a good shot though, right?
It was. Yeah, it was a sweet shot.
Yeah.
But it was a terrible like kick to that guy.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like,
here, have a free shot.
I know, right? Listen to the commentators. They were saying they don't like most people don't think Argentina is that good. They just have one of the best players on the world on their team, which I guess it's kind of like being Cleveland.
Well, they were ranked like 16 or something, or weren't they? Like they weren't in the top 5. They were
Right. But still, when you have one of the best players in the world on your team, you're expected to perform, which is kind of maybe out of maybe that's not maybe that's not fair, especially in soccer where it's kind of more of a team sport than like
it's
I don't know basketball.
Right. Well, I think it's hard to like judge the impact of one really awesome player on a team that's not otherwise like super amazing. But they're also pretty good, so it's hard. It's just hard to rank people, I think, when you have like that unbalance, you know what I mean? Sure. It's like if you got like a really good player in League of Legends, you might lose the game terribly because you lose all the lanes except for that one lane, or they might snowball and carry. It's hard to predict. It's very high variance. Yeah.
You know how many games I've watched where like to get the streamers like 20-2 and they lose the game because they just can't be everywhere at once. So
right.
Yeah, it happens. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fun. It seems like there's a little more parity this year, which is kind of cool, rather than everybody that's favored always winning. So that's
great. Well, it's interesting. A lot of favorites teams I did see win in the last 2 days, but it was always by like a goal. There hasn't been a lot of like blowouts, and if they were, like it's like Russia beating Saudi Arabia or something.
Saudi Arabia notwithstanding, there hasn't been a lot of
yes.
Doesn't Russia have the most goals or something like that?
They do. 8 goals to. I don't know.
But it's just Saudi Arabia.
5.
Saudi Arabia gave up 5 and I think 3 or 4 to their next game. I don't remember, but yeah.
I don't know. Argentina might get knocked out though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's a chance. Yeah. But they could also like get a fire lit, you know what I mean? And maybe just like turn it on and break out of the group round and win it all. These are all possibilities.
the first thing when I type in World Cup, Messi appears helpless as Argentina's World Cup dream fades.
Oh. Right. Which isn't, I mean, it's not terrible because, yeah, I do think rooting for the underdog is good. So Belgium, go Belgium.
Belgium is like, aren't they like ranked 3rd or something?
No, they're ranked.
Or am I thinking of someone else? I thought they were ranked lower. High.
I think it was Spain that was ranked high.
Yeah, I don't know.
But where's that fucking dive? I'm trying to find it. Where the guy like rolls like 4 times.
Oh yeah,
Pepe.
He just kept rolling.
It's so good.
Tomorrow, but Brazil plays tomorrow, which is kind of an important match for them, given the fact that they didn't perform great the first time.
Yeah, so Brazil could be knocked out tomorrow.
I mean, they play Costa Rica, so you gotta think that there's a pretty good chance they'll be fine.
Wait, maybe. Costa Rica. I watched them play someone else, and they did pretty well, actually.
They did okay. Yeah, but
even, like, Peru has been, like, losing all their games and, like, is a name that you don't think of often as a world powerhouse. But, like, they've been close, and when you watch them, it's good. Oh, and fucking Morocco. I was watching Morocco play some other powerhouse team, and Morocco looked really good. And you think Morocco, and you think, like, they're going to get crushed because they're not.
Casablanca?
Morocco's played Portugal.
Yes, that was the game. And I would say that Morocco may have even dominated that game.
Huh. They still
and
lost.
And Portugal, but they did, but that's because Ronaldo got one goal like in 4 minutes in, and the rest of the game was them, like, Morocco almost scoring it, it felt like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So fuck Portugal, that's all I'm saying.
It's weird that Portugal is considered like a world power when they're so small. In soccer, anyways, you know what I mean?
It is weird.
Like,
is Portugal actually small?
The population's like 10 million is their population.
Like Rhode Island.
Maybe 11 million. But they have a few territories. But still, like, I think the entire top population of Portugal is like 11 million, which is North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and maybe some of Iowa. So... or just Los Angeles.
So when I look at Portugal, it doesn't look that small when you compare it to, like, Spain. I mean...
wait, what? Portugal,
I mean,
Portugal is like...
I'm talking Morocco.
No, I'm talking Portugal. Portugal is like a fifth of the size of Spain.
Yeah.
It is, but it's like... It's not like a tiny little place.
Well, remember how fucking small Spain is. Spain is
ridiculously
like small.
Belgium is way smaller, okay? Belgium. Well, actually, they're about maybe not.
They're probably close.
Jesus.
But I guess it's not a super tiny place. But you're right; it's not a huge country. Spain's pretty big. France is pretty big. But they're all like tiny compared to the U.S. And I don't know. That's why I guess it's all relative. Like they're not like especially tiny country. It's a medium small. Let's call it medium small. Can we agree on medium small?
Sure.
Right. I'll think about it. Bring it to the committee.
All right. Ryan,
Italy and Spain being medium, France being medium large, maybe? I don't know.
You just deal with Ryan. Europe, you realize, right? Like, we got to deal with other countries like Mexico, right, which is huge compared to
like Canada. Minnesota is 2.5 times as big as Portugal.
Just in size, right? Population, we're
just
not.
Just in size, yeah. I think, yeah.
What's our population? Population, like 5 million or something? Something like that? I bet it's close to 5 million. Just a guess.
Probably.
I think because Wisconsin and Minnesota are very similar in demographics as far as area and population. I think we're almost identical, actually. That's why I like to combine them into like one state.
Yeah, 10.32 million.
In the Minnesota,
so, no,
Minnesota is 5.5.
Right, yeah. So it's, together,
it's half.
Yeah, so population wise, it's the same as Portugal, but between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Okay. Morocco is actually bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, Morocco's big. Everything in Africa is big because you don't think Africa is as big as it is.
Right. Because of the way the map's laid out. Yes.
Well, yes, the way we laid out the map.
Yes, by making it all like, you know, like, oh, cool, look at United States and Europe. It looks so huge.
Yeah, there's that the truesizeof.com, which is pretty cool because you could take like Morocco. I'm going to take Morocco. I'm going to overlay it with the United States. Let's see.
Right.
And it is, oh my God, holy shit. Morocco is the size of almost the entire eastern seaboard.
Hmm.
Like from Maine all the way down to Alabama. That's.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like United States, India, and China all put in, and Africa's still bigger than all of that.
I know, right? Yeah, that's just based on how big the fucking. You know, like we don't realize, like Egypt, I bet you Egypt is massive compared to what it looks like on the map. Well, maybe not. It's the size of the Midwest.
It's still pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. It's
let's do Algeria. Oh, they're huge.
Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa. It's the same size as those five states.
What's that? Morocco?
Egypt.
Egypt, yeah.
Yeah. Or a little bit smaller than Alaska.
See, it's all perception because all these countries in Europe like are pretty small when you compare them to like Kazakhstan or Iran or Saudi Arabia or Mongolia or Canada.
Mongolia.
That's why it's weird that like it's been so much of a spark of world war when it's such a small area.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, indeed, Ryan.
CNET has a news article that says World Cup meme says don't cry for Lionel Messi Argentina.
Oh God. That's so bad. That's so bad. Why would they do that?
Like he can't do everything. Right. He's one man.
So Ryan, who has the most goals?
I don't know.
Probably that dude probably from Croatia. the dude from Croatia.
Ronaldo has a bunch.
Ronaldo has four.
He does
Ronaldo
have a lot,
has
yeah.
four. Some Russian dude has three. Diego Costa has three.
Where's he from?
Costa.
Spain. Costa.
Well. Oh. What I see was funny because of the way languages are spoke. There will always be a team that speaks Spanish in the World Cup, no matter what.
Why is that?
Just because all the South American teams all speak Spanish. Spain speaks Spanish. There's a bunch of basically there's enough countries that speak Spanish that even if they knock out a bunch of countries, there'll always be at least one country that speaks Spanish in the World Cup. Because of like the territories that compete and then send people off.
So in other words, like by default, there's at least one territory where everybody speaks Spanish.
Would be the
easiest way to say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When do you think we'll get rid of that?
When China takes over and we only have two languages.
Yes,
in the world,
English and China.
Chinese? English and Chinese.
But which Chinese are we speaking? Like, it's so weird.
Mandarin.
Like,
everybody knows Mandarin. Because that's what the largest population is, right? Mandarin?
I don't think so. I think Cantonese is just as big.
Oh.
That reminds me of Leo, by the way. He's in a summer school type thing, and he said, like, he said all the basically he was saying how all the girls in this game are Chinese. and it's funny is because they're Muslim. So they wear the head. They're wearing headscarves, you know. So he decided to call them Chinese, which is kind of hilarious. I don't know where he decided to say they were Chinese.
I thought you were raising somebody who is not going to be evil.
He's just trying to describe them. Like,
I understand. He just follows his dad's footprints.
Chinese girls.
Yeah, that is funny.
Like, see, he doesn't know all their names because some of their names are harder to say. So, yeah.
And just like his dad, he'd be like the Chinese one. I don't need to know his name. Sorry, Adam. You are correct. Mandarin is the official language of China, and more people speak Mandarin. So you're right. Let's learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I tried and nobody wanted to. You fucks.
That was Dave and Amy.
That's who I was referring to. I had workbooks. Workbooks.
Oh wait! You got to put on the calendar. I don't know what day I can do it. I have to put it on the calendar.
Bullshit. Every time somebody comes to the gym, we're gonna do light workout and learn some Mandarin.
Light workout. Let's do heavy workout.
Yeah, you know what? That's not the right way to train. I've been listening to a lot of like super duper trainers, and they're like, if you're sore the next day, you're training wrong.
Oh, I'm not sore anymore.
What else? Are we done? Are we done with this shenanigans?
We're done.
All right. Adam, where the hell can people get in touch with us?
Oh, thanks, Chris. Let's see. Check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. Or we have a new website, Geeks Next Door XYZ is awesome. I don't know.
Geeks Next Door. Awesome. .xyz, but yes.
Oh, .xyz.
Yes, yes, yes.
And email us at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Adam, you are one in a million.
So there's six other people like me.
No, there's 6,000 of you.
No, there's only 6 million people in the world.
Wait, 9,000. There'd be almost 9,000 more of you.
Damn it.
We'll be back to discuss Adam's math next week. Everybody have a good week.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. 1 + 2 = 4.
No. 1 + 1 + 2 + 1.